on Uri.
Hi, good afternoon. Is this John?
Yes, it is.
Oh, John, hey, it's Tom with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Hey, good, Tom. How you doing?
Pretty good, thanks. How's everything been at the store lately?
We're busy, real busy. It's been good. I can't complain about a thing.
Yeah, nice. Ever since you've been in the new location, everything's been pretty
good. It's been really nice. How you doing?
Great to hear. Yeah, everything's been pretty good. I'm still trying to, take swings and get an opportunity to work with your store.
Yeah, I know. I tell you, Tommy, you're at a disadvantage because you just we have guys come by here all the dang time, and that just makes it so much easier when they're here. I know we've ordered a few things from you, but just when somebody's here and I can see it, it makes it so much easier. So
I understand. But, I understand.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have FedEx. That's my friend. I can ship to you overnight. look at everything as well. I can get on the road and come and see you too, if that's what you're telling me it takes.
Are you serious? You can get on the road?
Yeah, we have. I definitely can travel down to you for sure.
So you can carry your own diamonds and everything to come down here.
Well, what I typically do is when I go to visit stores, I'll ship directly to that store, and then mm-hmm. Then once I get to your store, then we can take a look at everything that I sent over.
Oh, okay. Because when they come there every damn day. But when they come, the ones I deal with typically, it's just I go through what I'm missing and little holes I need to fill, and that's how we typically do things.
I understand. So you're not really doing large buys at once. It's more or less filling as you go.
Yeah, I just spent $90,000 in Alaska earlier this week. We're buying big diamonds now. We're selling a lot of big diamonds. Look at the lady just now writing a check now for about 3 carats she just bought. But that's what's been, it's weird. I mean, this location is completely different than where we were before. People happily spend money here, and we're selling bigger ticket items here. My issue is I've got about 30 or so 1 carat stones, and I've got another dozen at least from 80 to 99 points that are just sitting in a wallet. I don't sell 1 carats anymore. And, got to figure out something to do with the dang things.
Yeah, right. Mount them up, maybe make earrings out of them.
I guess,
like that.
Yeah, but some of them are really, I hate to say they're too good for earrings, but they're just really good.
Better.
A lot of them are, already, have a lab report with them or whatever. But I don't know. Do you ever take any trades or anything for like a bunch of 1 carat for a 2 carat or 3 carat or something like that?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, John. I mean, we're part of IJO and RJO, and we just got back from the RJO
mm-hmm.
last month, and I know a lot of jewelry stores, from what we heard, with a lot of jewelry store owners, is they're looking for vendors to partner with that do trade, like a, to basically liquidate inventory and, get whatever they are selling at the moment. That's what we do.
Uh-huh.
So if you buy through me, anything you buy from me, we have a lifetime trade-up policy. So any certified natural diamond, like, for example, you buy, a couple of 2 carats from me and they're sitting 6 months from now, we could take them back dollar for dollar and trade them towards something that you are selling. We do a trade, which is awesome. We've literally done it since day one here.
Yeah, I do remember you mentioning that, but you don't just buy, like, if
I'm not
going to
buy.
Parcel.
No, if it's somebody else's goods, I'm not going to buy them. No, we don't.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out how to get rid of these damn things.
I'm offering the solution for the future for you.
Yeah. Well, that's a good option though.
Mm-hmm.
It works great with
Memo too. If you have a customer that's looking for an odd shape, let's say a 3 carat trillion cut, you buy it through me and they want to come in and upgrade, a year from now because it's a trillion cut and they don't, nobody likes trillions. We'll take it back and give you exactly what you paid for it. So you don't have to worry
about
it. Well,
I bet that's something y'all don't want to have to deal with there.
we've lost on some trades. I can't say we've always won. And actually
mm-hmm.
in the past 3 or 4 years, the way, diamond prices have come down, we've definitely lost, on some of those deals too, but.
Yeah.
We're always going to stand behind our trade-in policy.
That's good. Hey, you know what, Tom? There is something I'm looking for. I got a guy, he's looking at another store, and they already have the ring mounted, and the diamond mounted in a ring, but we can make the ring for him. But what he has It's a 566 pear shape. It's got a GIE lab report. It's an I1J, I believe. I haven't seen the stone. I don't have a clue. But if you got something, we've got a quote for a 5-carat GIE I1I, I think. But if you got something comparable to what he has,
something
or he's been looking at.
Yeah. What? I mean, have you discussed money at all? Is there like a landing spot where you?
No, I told him I made a mistake probably, but I was just trying to show him how we're going to work. I don't want to know what the other store's ring is because I know we're going to beat it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if he tells me it's what a price and I can go, you know, $2,000 less, then that's not really fair to him. I mean, it's better, but I mean, if I come in $10,000 less, because I think I will, because I know the store doesn't discount, then I'm pretty sure I'll win him over that way.
Yeah, right. Gotcha. I have a really nice diamond, which is a 501 in my inventory.
Yeah, see, that's what we've got. Well, tell me about it. We've got like a 505 is what we're looking like close to 5.5 carats.
What's the measurements on your 5-carat that you showed him?
It's 15.5, I think. Abigail just read them out to me a little while ago. I don't remember. I got to go. She's not here. You're out there either. Dang it. I don't know. It was around 15.5, I think, is the length, though.
Okay, yeah, that's a pretty good length for a 5-carat. Wow. Yeah, I was just looking at the one we have. It's a KI1 GIA. It's priced right. It's
mm-hmm.
$36,700 for the diamond. So
yeah.
It's a really good price. This is it's like a true pear shape. It's 14.4 by 9.5 millimeters. So it's like a little over a 1.5-to-1 ratio. So it's not too long,
mm-hmm.
not too fat.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be honest with you, the one you're looking at is like 16 millimeters. I forget. But it's like I said, it's a 566, though.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So it's a little bit larger. But, yeah, the price is good on yours, though.
Yeah, you don't think this one would be big enough then, huh?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Anything else you have?
Let me check. I have a lot of bigger stones in my New York City office as well. Let me check over there and see if I have anything that would make sense for us on this, and I can give you a call back.
Okay. If you've got like a video or something, you can email it to me. I don't know if y'all do that or not, just me holding tweezers and just moving it around a little
bit. Yeah, if I have a video for it, absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Do you have my email address?
Let me just check here. John at CarolinaFineJewelry.com?
Yeah, J-O-N.
J-O-N, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, perfect. Yeah, I'll check on that, and I will let you know shortly.
That's good. I appreciate it, Tom.
All right. Yep, thanks, John.
Okay, all right.
Bye.